Thinking like a river, a flow form meditation. Think of a river. Think of a river where it begins. Think of a river where it begins, with snow fields and glaciers, and flows in one whole, unbroken braid, from highest peak to sea. Think of a river seen from far above the earth, as one shining ribbon of light. Think of a river, one at a time, and all at once, as both flowing, living water, and as the whole of flowing consciousness. Not your consciousness. Not mine. Just consciousness. Intelligence. The consciousness of the whole. Of nature, the tree, the mountain, the stars, the flowing, living water. All at once and one at a time, we see both rivers, shining, both whole and flowing, and we see both rivers in and outside of both movement and time. Now start over. Think of a river. Think of a river, flowing fast and clear, and then flowing further and further downstream, and then suddenly slamming into a dam. Call this dam the house of thought. The house of thought contains all the artifacts of all cultures, all the ideas, all the ways of looking, all the religions, all the technologies, and most especially, all the maps of the river itself, the river of consciousness. Some maps, like the science of mind, or mysticism, or Taoism, or Buddhism, include all, or some, of the other maps of the river of consciousness, no matter how good, how complete, how subtle these maps may be. One mistake is made over and over again, the mistake of mistaking the map for the world it draws attention to. Now start over, again. Think of a river. Think of a river slamming into a dam. Below the dam, and downstream of the house of thought, this map of consciousness, and its artifacts, aren't even thought about much, and yet this map underlies everything we think, say, and do. This is why we make the mistake of thinking the house of thought is all that there is. Above the dam, closer to the river's source, it's easy to see that the house of thought, and all of these maps, and the artifacts that flow out of them, mean little, mean almost nothing. Yet, it is hard not to get stuck, not to get stuck in a cave, meditating on the nature of flowing water, not to get stuck in a house of thought, fighting against war, fighting against pollution, fighting against climate change, far below the dam. Below the dam, the world is a troubled, violent place. It's very easy to start thinking that the violence of the house of thought is all there is, that the violence of the house of thought cannot be otherwise. And so, we continuously make the mistake of working not directly to end the causes of the violence, but rather futilely trying to eliminate the effects. Below the dam, the world is a violent place mostly because of this one mistake of being confused about the stream of consciousness, this one mistake of mistaking the map for the reality it represents, and refusing to change the map, even when demonstrated false. Why? Because I unknowingly identify with the map. I may knowingly or unknowingly even call it sacred. The map is not sacred. Nothing about it. Now, start over, again. Think of a river. When we think of a river, the view of this river changes instantly and irreversibly if we ask but one question. Why is the house of thought such a violent place? What is the source, the cause, of the violence, the source of the pollution of the river of consciousness? We want to end the pollution at its source, right? Before it enters the river, before it enters the river of consciousness, and not just continue cleaning up the effects of the violence below the dam, the effects of war, the effects of what we have done to the living earth. So we walk religiously the whole of this river, every day, from peak to sea, asking but one question, can I end the pollution, the violence, at its source? The air is lighter, clearer above the house of thought. We can see for 1,000 miles. It is the pilgrim's way.